We're doing the Magen Midubna, we're up to page Reish Tet Zayin. The Magen Midubna had said, look at how much energy we can exert when it comes to foolishness. Look at how we can get up early in the morning, we can do things that are dangerous. For what? For things that are pointless. People can stay up half a night sitting on the internet doing nothing, reading what some guy thought to put on his blog or didn't think while he put on his blog. But we're there reading it, looking at everyone's update on Facebook. I yawned today. Whoop-dee-doo, the sun rose today. Oh, how exciting.
Yeah,
So the Rambam said, look at how we see people who have the capacity to let their desire lead them with such fervor. And what about us? When it comes to the service of Hashem, where are we? This is what the prophet said, peace be upon him. Shuvu l'asher ha'emiku sarah b'nei Yisrael. Return to those who delved in their sin, Israel. V'lo al chinam amar l'asher ha'emiku sarah, v'lo amar l'asher chatatem lo. V'chen ma she'amar shuvu l'asher, בהשקפה ראשונה נראה הוראת לשונו כאילו הוא מוכיח ומצווה חלילה שיחזרו לרשעם ולחטאתם. At first glance it seems like he's saying go back to that state of delving into sin. That can't be. כי מהצורך אליו שאומר שובו מאשר לא לאשר. The prophet should have said return from, not return to. The prophet says return to those who delve deeply in sin. Say what? Aval, but says the Magen Midovna, I want you to know, ki miderech habal teshuva hamemaes ba'olam hazeh, part of the path of a person who does tshuva and is disgusted with this world, uvocher batov mitkeim la'ad, and chooses that which is good, that which is eternal, asher yechalesh ve'yechele. Part of the process is you make the right choice. And then you lose steam. A person makes the right choice, and then a person loses steam. Person slows down. He loses energy. He gets tired. You guys, I think you know what I'm talking about. You begin very excited, and then ואז יאמר, הלא כבר תמו כוחותיו, מה יעשה עוד? And then a person says, I'm wiped, I don't have any more strength, what else can I do? I'm tired. לכן אמר, that's why the prophet said, הלא אתם ידעתם משפט האהבה, you know what it means to love. להעמיק בהשגתה או להתמיד בה במועצות ודעת. You know, when you're in love with someone, when you want something, when something's at the top of your mind, you think, how can I attain it? You're diligent. You try figuring out new angles. As we're still going to discuss what true love is all about. Lachen amar, that's why the prophet says, Shuvu l'asher ha'emiku sarah. Return to those who delved with sin. Hashem says, I want you to be as excited, I want you to be as interested, as diligent, as energized about returning to me as you were when you were delving in sin. That's a hard one. But it's true. It's true. One of the difficulties we have in this world is that evil doesn't hesitate and good does. Meaning when people are doing evil, they can charge forward and murder and do all kinds of hideous acts and they're fully confident. Ahmadinejad sleeps at night. He doesn't wonder, is what I'm doing morally correct? Doesn't bother him. People in Gaza sleep at night. When people do evil, they're fully confident and they charge forward. And when it comes to doing good, we hesitate and we're not as excited. Along comes the Navi and says, no, you have to be at least as excited, at least as diligent, and look at it and learn from it. Because Part of it, we have to understand, we have an excuse. The Medrash says in Avos Rabbi Nosson, says that there's a Melech Zaken Uchsil, the King Solomon called him. There's this old foolish king in our body. Who's the old foolish king? That's the Yetzer Hara. You're born, he's there. That's our second nature. Before you know any different, you know to think about yourself. Before you can think about doing mitzvos, you know how to turn on a light on Shabbos. The first nature is to be very physical. And we spend a long time being very self-centered and physical. So that aspect of life has a head start on us. And that's what the Medrash is referring to, the Pasuk in Koheles, is the old foolish king in the body. He's older. He's older than the Yetzer Tov, because he has one up on the Yetzer Tov. And he's foolish. But he's still the king. He's still here. He's been here first. And then this youngster has to make a fight for himself. And the Medrash Navas Rabbi Nelson, I don't know if I'll be able to find it now. The Medrash says you could even look at how a person, when it comes to sin, a person has all the strength in the world. He gets up and, oh, does he have koach? Here, Medrash says like this. Yetzer hara. 13 shana gadol yetzer hara miyetzer tov. The Yetzer hara is 13 years older than the Yetzer tov. From the mother's womb, he's growing with him. And when the kid's a baby, he's desecrating Shabbos. He doesn't have a conscience to tell him otherwise. He's, whatever he wants, he does. And then when he gets 13, he starts understanding. And then he looks at himself and says, "You fool, what are you doing? It's Shabbos. You fool, what are you doing? This is prohibited, that's prohibited. And it's not easy." The Medrash then says another, wow. "Bizman she'adam mechamem et atzmo v'olech ledvar zima." A person is going to go for promiscuity. "Kol evarav nishmein lo." All his limbs are in full focus. He's got no problem. Suddenly his back doesn't hurt. He's not tired. He can run. He can jog. He can do everything. He can run the marathon. Why? "Mipnei she'yetzer ha melech hu al 248 evarim." Because the Yetzer Hara is king over the 248 limbs. "Kshehu olech lidvar mitzvah." But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, "Hetchilu mitanim kol evarav." Suddenly everything hurts. You got to go learn. "I got such a headache. I didn't sleep last night. I'm finished. You know, I have to make that appointment for the dentist." Every limb starts roaring. Suddenly, the body's in pain. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara is king over the 248 limbs. The Yetzer Tov is like a man in bondage in this body. The Yetzer Tov is the neshama, but he's got a physical body to contend with. So the physical body, oh, he understands. Go talk to him about a good steak. Go talk to him about a good night's sleep. Go talk to him about a good movie. The body understands that language. Now you come tell him, "Let's go help an orphan. Let's go sit in the waiting room with some people in the hospital. Let's go help out some homeless, some needy." Not so exciting. Suddenly, I don't have strength. I got to get a nap. Let me go get a coffee. Let's go learn Torah. Who's Torah? Me? Torah? Yeah, maybe. I'll have some time later today. So the Magid Miduvna says, even when we've attained an understanding of what's right, it's not so easy to get excited over it. And that's what, now we could understand what our sages said. Our sages said, in the place where Baal Tshuva stands, and tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamod, people who are whole tzadikim, they can't stand there. Asher Rambam zichrono livracha katav, Maimonides writes, "Ki achasid ha-meuleh gadol v'nichbad me'akovesh et yitzro." The Rambam on the one hand writes that someone who's extra pious is greater than someone who conquers his desires. "Rak amar ki yodeh pesher davar, ki oto asher chata b'mitzo tzich liot v'shav, gadol mimenu ha-tzadik mi'ikaro. So Rabbi Yitzchak Arma, he explains that it depends on which mitzvos. The logical mitzvos, so then someone who's completely pious is better. meaning if you have a guy who never murdered, he's better than a murderer who did tshuva. You have a guy who never stole, he's better than someone who stole and did tshuva. But when it comes to other mitzvos, we don't have a logical explanation. Eat kosher. So you ate kosher your whole life, whoop-de-doo. But someone else, they didn't eat kosher. And then they did tshuva and they started eating kosher. That person is bigger. No one's telling you to start eating kosher in order to do tshuva. We didn't say that. Anytime a person has a choice, he should try to do what's right. But we also have to have an appreciation when a person can break away from those things that his logic does not dictate. Go ask me why I eat kosher. I don't know. God said so. So I eat kosher. I don't know any better. There, about tshuva is bigger. V'anshei lev lo yavinu mishpat zeh. כי חכמנו זיכרונם לברכה לא חילקו בין חוטא לחוטא, אבל אמרו בדרך כלל. The Magid Midovna says, I don't like that pshat, because our sages didn't discern. Our sages said a blanket statement. במקום שבעלי תשובה עומדים אין צדיקים גמורים יכולים לעמוד. The place that about tshuva stands, people who were righteous their whole lives, they can't stand there. ואמרו אינם יכולים לעמוד. Our sages said, they can't stand there. ולא אמרו אינם זוכים לזה. They didn't say they can't merit it. They said they can't stand there. לאורות על מדרגה גבוהה בעבודת השם. They were teaching us a high level in the service of Hashem. אשר הבעל תשובה יכול להגיע אליה. הבעל תשובה can attain it. להתגבר בעבודתו כפלי כפליים על עבודת הצדיק מעיקרו. He could be twice as strong in the service of Hashem than someone who was never there. כאשר אמר שלמה המלך עליו השלום, וראיתי שיש יתרון לחוכמה מן השכלות, כיתרון האור מן החושך. Before I explain this, I just want to tell you a story. We had here in Israel a professional wrestler. He used to wrestle. I'm telling you what he told us. When I was in elementary school, he flew out to the United States, and he spoke in different schools. So he came to our school and he told us about how in his wrestling matches he didn't know anything about being Jewish other than the Magen David. So on his underwear, in the front and the back, he'd have a big Magen David because that's what he was proud of. So that's how he wrestled. That's what he knew about being Jewish, his Magen David. So the time came when he suddenly realized there was more to life than wrestling. So he was a champion numerous times, and then he started learning Torah. And he said he took all those strengths that he used to apply to his training and his wrestling, and he applied them to learn Torah. And he'd sit and learn, and sometimes he'd learn 20 hours straight, focused, sitting in front of the same page, learning, focusing. He became a big Talmud Chacham. He wrote many works. We have some of his works here in Yeshiva. Later on in his life, he also developed a business, and with his business, he funded some of the sperm that he put out for free. His last sefer, he passed away a short time ago, right? His last sefer, he published about how Hashem runs the world, and he gave it out for free. So the Magen Midovna says, a Baal Tshuva has strengths that a person who grew up from doesn't have them. And when he takes those strengths and applies them to learning Torah, he can attain heights that someone else just can't. And that's what King Solomon said. I saw that there is a benefit to wisdom from foolishness, as there is benefit to light from darkness. Ratzal lomar, what King Solomon meant to say is, Keino domeh chacham batolada lechacham shenitchakem acharei sichluto. You can't compare someone who was born smart to someone who wisened up. Kemamar, as our sages say, en chacham kebal anisayon. There are none smarter than a person's experience. Kmochen inyan atzedek haba acharei shakesed. כמשפט הקורא על המטרה הוא מורה בחיצים. כל יותר שימשוך תחילה החץ אל עצמו יותר יהיו ירא הלאה. He says, you want to know the power of a tzaddik who began being wicked and then he became righteous? Think of a bow and arrow. The more you pull that bow towards yourself, the more it's going to spring back and shoot the arrow forward. וכן המכה ביד. Same thing when you're banging with a hammer. כל יותר שמגביה ידו למעלה. The higher you lift your hand, the more strength you could come down with. כי כל עניין מתחזק מהופכו, כאשר מחזקים את הברזל במים. Because everything gets stronger with its contra, just as you want to harden, you want to cauterize, you want to strengthen metal, you put it in fire, and then you put it in cold water. וזה מבוא לחכמי המחקר. So those who research know this. So we're starting. He's in the process of explaining a thought, but we're out of time for today. So he's in the process of explaining this idea that we're supposed to glean wisdom and glean from the enthusiasm of the sins that we've done, of the materialistic excitement that we have, and take that strength and apply it to grow forward.